This magnificent chamber was originally the banqueting room, where George IV hosted lavish feasts. In 1915, though, it was converted into a rather exotic hospital ward. Here's Jodie East, creative programme curator at Brighton Museum and Art Gallery, to tell us more.
When you look at photographs of the banqueting room as a ward for the Indian soldiers, it's a room of contrasts of two different halves. The bottom half of the room looks very much like a military hospital. You have four rows of beds, and there's probably about 50 beds in this one room. The floor is covered with a khaki-coloured lino. There's boarding across all of the walls to protect the paintings behind. However, above these boards, you have these beautifully decorated Chinese pictures. You have these incredible chandeliers hanging from the ceiling above the soldiers' heads. So you can imagine being a soldier lying injured in bed and looking up at these ornate, heavily decorated, beautiful dragon chandeliers. It must have felt quite surreal after being on the Western Front.
So why did the pavilion become a hospital for Indian soldiers? When war broke out, the British army was much smaller than the French and German armies, and battle-ready reinforcements wouldn't be ready for many months. The Indian army, on the other hand, was a well-trained standing army and could be called on instantly. It was mobilised immediately and brought to Europe to fight on the Western Front. Being so far from home, it was impractical to send sick and wounded soldiers back to India to convalesce, so it was decided to bring them to Britain, initially to hospital ships moored in the English Channel and then onto the mainland. The pavilion was one of three Indian hospitals in Brighton. The town's workhouse and a local school were also used. When you're ready, continue to the next room, the table decker's room,